Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Now, more Gresh and Fauria on WEEI.
I like it. So, we're going to keep doing hockey and basketball, but I've been doing some more research on this guy named Mike Gittings.
You're really obsessed, Andy, with this guy.
Well, I mean, listen, if it's funny when you read about him, there's a lot of people in pro football who want to add this guy to the Hall of Fame as a contributor.
Before Robert Kraft?
It says, can a virtual unknown be a Hall of Fame contributor? In this case, I hope so, because Mike Gittings was the father of NFL analytics.
Oh.
NFL analytics. And it came to, so he has this thing, it's called Pro Scout Inc. is an operation that rated all players in the NFL and whose clients were NFL teams looking to fill the bottom of their rosters. At the time, unrestricted free agency was 11 seasons away, and Plan B free agency is 5 years away. So Mike Gittings was, excuse me, at the right place at the right time. He knew who was out there, whom to target, and which players were superior for teams looking to upgrade their special teams, and which could be considered developmental players. Since then, Gittings and PSI received little publicity, but that's not by design. Gittings and his son, Mike Jr., keep information from, Mike Jr. keep information for their clients only, right? You have to pay to get this. One reason why, when you search for PSI or Gittings' name on the internet, you find very little. Well, we have the information for it. We're going to play that at 125. It really is amazing when I think about it. Like, there's a color system that was that this guy created, kind of like Jimmy Johnson and his point system with draft picks, blue, red, and purple. Those are the only colors I found. Let's go to Tom real quick in New Hampshire on the goalie rotation. Tom, what's up?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Wanted to point out that the rotation seems to be kind of a rigid way of looking at things, and that I think that at least in this series, Swayman has proven to be, you know, the hot goalie with regards to his play with Toronto, and he did that in the season. Mm-hmm. Historically, Allmark has like a, I think it's a 16-3-1 overall record against the Panthers, which, you know, the Bruins, if they win the series, will be playing. Albeit it's a 3-3 playoff record. I think that they should stick with Swayman, and then Allmark should be given the nod to begin the series and see how he plays.
All right. Thanks, Tom. Yeah. Sometimes I lose my patience.
No, you?
I can't.
No.
Am I worse today than I was yesterday?
Way worse.
I just want you to get to it. I just want you to get to your point.
Like, you just started doing something like this.
Driving me nuts.
Flailing
just
your arms.
Get to your point. If you're going to call up, listen, I don't want to be a jerk, but if you're going to call up, just get to your point. Make it snappy so we can, like, there's a bunch of people we want to talk to. There's a bunch of topics.
Andy, you want to know why? It's because we knew Gresh wasn't coming in yesterday. We didn't get the text at 6 a.m. saying that Gresh wasn't coming in. So Christian's much more relaxed running the show today than he was yesterday.
He's saying I'm more uptight. He's cranky.
I know, but you are. I think you're more relaxed running the show because you knew that Gresh wasn't coming in from last night.
Well, sometimes
I think that's kind of what's leading to it.
I don't know, but it's not good. You just a caller was talking again. You were waving your arms in the background on Twitch.
It just like.
All he wanted to tell you is he thinks that Ullmark's good against the Panthers, although not always in the playoffs. He wants him to start.
I love the callers. Call up right now, 617-779-7937.
You hate him.
Tell me how much. I love good calls.
You're not a man of the people.
I love good opinions. Like the long, drawn-out, carry-on sentence drives me nuts.
I had a friend tell me that they met you and Lou at an event, and you couldn't have looked past the guy more and walked away while Lou hung out with him and talked to him.
Oh, so Lou is a man of the people?
100%.
That's a true story.
But you would beat Wiggy in an autograph.
They're a P1 listener, and they told me you could not have gotten away from them faster.
Okay, for the record.
Dink.
For the record, how do you know what somebody is going through or what is on somebody's mind at that particular time in their life? Maybe I had a lot I was thinking about. Maybe I was literally looking past somebody because I was preoccupied with something else in my life. Am I allowed to do that?
No.
Is that allowed?
No.
Okay,
athletes and heroes are always supposed to be on.
You came in this morning like the biggest jerk. Nick said it. He's like, why is Andy such a jerk today?
Because it took me three hours to get here.
I don't know. He's going to blame it on traffic.
Yeah.
Listen to some music.
And a lot of things.
Listen to the sounds of the
ocean. Bad lacrosse game. My wife yelling at officials. Kid got into a car accident last night. All these little things pile up.
How is your wife being yelled at?
Because there was an old, over-officious
coot.
Do you ever tell
Is your kid okay?
Because she had an
minor accident.
Andy was kicked out.
No. She what?
No.
She said she was using an earpiece because Andy was in the parking lot because he was already kicked out.
Nope, absolutely not. I was the peacekeeper, which is a problem. I was the peacekeeper. That's a problem.
See, I can't stand parents that yell and scream. I can't stand it.
She did nothing wrong. It was one of those over-officious dinks.
But what was
who
she
had rabbit ears. Nothing. He was out of bounds.
Stopped the game.
That's it. He stopped the game. You let me call the game, lady.
Oh,
you want to stay here or you want to leave?
That's actually worse.
And it was one of those, got to be 75, maybe 80, moves from the 40 to the 40 and that's it. He's calling end line calls that are razor thin from 50 yards away. People, I have one request. If you used to coach youth sports, so you like youth sports, but your kids aged out, get into officiating. There's not enough officials. They are beholden. Athletic departments are beholden to these horrific, old, dinky refs and umps. There's not enough young ones to go around, so they have to take these dinks who shouldn't be doing it. More young people need to get involved with officiating.
Do you know who I think has it the worst? Got lacrosse, girls basketball, football, and I had boys lacrosse at one point in time, and football, obviously. I think the basketball refs in AAU, not that they're the worst. I would say they deal with the most egregious comments and coaching from the sidelines, telling these guys. I'm amazed that some of these guys don't grab a parent by the throat, the things that are said to them. Now, we're talking eighth grade. Nobody's getting a scholarship. There aren't any scouts there. Just leave the dude alone.
I agree. I think basketball is the worst. Personally, because you're so close, you can hear everything. Even if you're trying to not have rabbit ears, in some of those gyms, the guy's like 5 feet from you. You're running the sideline and he's sitting in row three. You can hear everything. If you're out on a lacrosse field and you're 40 yards away, whether you hear it, you don't hear it, just move on.
Does your school and do they all kind of give you the rules, like, you know, zero tolerance talking back? And which I think is almost impossible. There needs to be some tolerance to
Absolutely.
It.
I mean, yesterday, this guy, he missed two blatant offsides where the kid is right in front of him who's offsides, 8 yards offsides, and people are screaming from the stands, offsides. He then throws the flag, and he's like, you let me officiate the game. We'd like to. You're not doing it.
You know why I think they get mad?
Because they're wrong?
Yeah, no.
Insecurity?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're embarrassed.
Because they missed the call. Now you're yelling at them.
Yep.
And then they throw the flag or the card or whatever it is, or they blow the whistle, and now they're mad at themselves for allowing you to influence them.
100%.
That is why they ultimately get mad.
Insecurity, they're embarrassed, they get defensive, the whole thing. That's 100%
Listen, God bless them. They have an unbelievable job. It's like
terrible.
It's a no win situation.
Yep,
zero win Agreed. Situation. And then they probably get paid. What do you say? $50 a game?
They get paid very well.
They actually get paid.
High school ref. How much would a high school ref?
I think 110.
I think it's around $100.
It's a little. I think it's 108, 110
for lacrosse.
Varsity.
Just varsity
lacrosse,
sport?
Varsity girls
what
lacrosse.
What do you think an ump gets paid in a varsity, high school varsity team?
I'm guessing it's same. Similar. I think they all get a little over 100 a game. And then you do the JV game, it's like 80 or 85. It's a little bit less. Freshman game, a little bit less.
Why would it be less, though?
A tournament weekend, they could make like $500 a week.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They make good money.
Well, I know the refs in basketball where the game is like you do these tournaments and like they restrict the time to like an hour.
Yep.
And they'll do eight games for the day.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming.
You can do that in lacrosse, too, because most of those tournaments that are in the summer are like a one-hour window. So the next game's starting no matter what. It's one big horn around the whole, like, college. And you do game after game after game. And I think those are usually making, like, 75 a game.
I've been to some of these games where the I like the ref with a personality. I like the ref who keeps it loose and is like, listen, yeah, good call. You're right. You know, like, I don't.
Yes.
Or you just don't. Either you play along and you're playful with it. Or you're not saying anything, you're ignoring, or you're a hair trigger ref. Yeah. The hair trigger refs are the worst.
Yes. Just like to me, there's just as many hair trigger refs as really bad parents. And they kind of stand out and give everybody a bad name. Like, I think poorly of refs because these hair trigger refs, when there's probably not really that many of them, just like they think parents are horrific. There's really not that many. There's some bad apples in the bunch, but they're both equally as bad. But you should get into it. You get out of work at 2. You're in good shape. You're relatively young.
You can roll around on your scooter.
No. You know where I'd rather work? Like an ice cream stand. Everybody wants to go there. Everyone can't wait to get the product. They're excited as hell when they get it. Well, it's a product. It's a commodity. We're selling a commodity. Like, yeah, hey, here's your ice cream with sprinkles. Who just made you the happiest?
You're making $11.50 an hour.
Who just made you the happiest person in the world?
Would you rather make $110 an hour or $11.50 an hour?
If you see me out in a basketball court.
No, not basketball. Basketball's hard. That's a different world.
I could do basketball.
You could not. You would suck.
I'm sure I could.
You would suck.
Why? Wait, all I do is watch basketball.
It's the hardest sport to do. There's so many judgment calls nonstop.
That's
you got
fine.
The coach in one ear.
I know.
Got the other coach in the other ear. You got the fans in the other ear. The dad yelling at the kids. Like, you don't want basketball.
No, you're never going to be at 100%. You think you'd do a better job as an ump?
Oh, yeah.
Calling balls and strikes?
Yeah.
Your little body, you're not going to be able to see over the catcher.
That's not okay.
Like that's not the sport for you to ref.
The guy who thinks he can sprint up and down the court for a basketball ref.
Right.
No, well, I couldn't. No, no.
He'd be one of these old guys that doesn't, that just stands at midcourt and doesn't move.
Triscuit ankles.
Wait, you know, Billy, hold on a second. So Joe Milton, did you guys see the video of Joe Milton throwing the orange? I meant to ask Jim Nagy about this. So he threw an orange 100 yards to show how strong his arm was.
Yeah.
How far do you think you could throw an orange?
Not 100 yards.
Well, how far do you think you could throw an orange?
60?
60?
55? And I would be in pain afterwards.
Yeah, I feel like I was going to attempt it yesterday just for, you know, just to see. Grab an orange real quick, see how far I could throw it.
I wouldn't if I were you. I envision you.
Schedules another shoulder surgery.
Yeah, there's a sling coming. You'd be like one of the May brothers.
You broke both elbows.
Somehow you broke both elbows throwing an orange.
All right. Well, listen, we didn't get into the Celtics. They won 102-88. Porzingis got hurt. Blah, blah, blah. Hockey talk tonight. The Bruins can. Oh, there's Joe Milton right there on Twitch. That's not Joe Milton, is it? It's not him throwing an orange, Zeke. I wanted him throwing an orange, Zeke. Not at the combine.
Jesus.
That is a deep throw.
He can do a backflip after he throws a deep ball, too. That's cool.
You know what? My prediction?
Stud.
He plays tight end.
Said never. And the Patriots do not have that in their plans right now.
The one position where you can
anybody can play tight end.
Oh, Jesus. You're going to find out how hard it is to play tight end when we do this Pro Scouts Inc. debate that I just found and Bill Polian on with Solomon Wilcox on Sirius XM Radio.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries,
and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Remember, you can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
When I was in 10th grade, I had to do an impromptu speech, and I went up and I actually talked those lyrics like it was my own poem. My teacher had no idea. Mrs. Brown, I'll never forget you. Got an A, though.
In 10th grade, you did a poem about being in gangs.
I know, it was crazy.
And she bought it?
Though. It was an impromptu. It was,
and nobody sold you out?
They were all laughing and their ass off. And she had, she didn't know. She wasn't connected to the streets like I was.
Jesus.
All right, so I want to get to this, and also we have tickets we're going to give away. All right, so I mentioned Mike Giddings. So Mike Giddings is an experienced football evaluator whose company, Pro Scout Inc., he's worked with 33 Super Bowl teams and 12 Hall of Fame coaches, owner and general manager. Okay, so he's worked with everybody. Pro Scout invented the color code system, red, blue, purple. Just a quick idea what these means, right? So he created this whole book as a way for coaches, basically doing their work for him. It's like Moneyball. He creates a code. He gives each player a color, and that determines whether or not this player can be successful in the pros.
The color is going to override the numbers.
There you go.
Numbers, yep. Letters, colors.
So here's how it works. So So a blue player is a star or superstar. And any part of his anatomy or his technique, so colored, is likewise outstanding. His feet, his hands, everything. A red is a solid starter. A gray means don't quit on him now, but he doesn't match up with a red. An orange, don't laugh, you child, is a comer. He does some things that would make him a starter, others that don't match up. A green is a forever backup. You don't want to... His green is forever backup, but at least you got a job. And a yellow, here's the color you don't want to be. You don't want to be yellow. Yellow is a CP or can't play.
Love it.
So there may be a plus or a minus attached to a color or an arrow indicating ascending or descending, meaning the player is on the rise or vice versa. Or an orange ascending, for instance, means a young player getting better. An orange descending, forget it. All right, so there you go. So there's the color code system.
So this is for NFL players or incoming college players?
Both. You can use it for college to create the code for the college players coming in, and you can do them also for, like, this started way back before free agency, where coaches needed some sort of evaluation system to judge whether or not they can, you know, hire the last, you know, 5 to 10 people on their roster, special teams guys, because it was for free agency. So this morning I was driving in, I heard Bill Polian having a conversation with Solomon Wilcox on the Sirius XM on Morning Drive, and Bill Polian started talking about the toughest players, what position on a football field have the worst chance and the best chance to be successful early on in their career.
Okay.
All right, so Nick, let's do, you want to do best or worst first?
I guess best.
Let's do best. So these are the positions that have the best chance to be successful in the NFL.
Offensive positions.
All right, hold on. Stop it for a second. Just so you know.
Where is he?
I recorded this on my phone, so it's going to sound a little tinny.
No.
Okay, just a little, but bear with me. It is important. So here it is again.
Blue or red, meaning you can win with them. Anything other than blue or red, hard to win as a rookie. Running back, 56%. Well, we all know that. That's the easiest one to adapt to as long as you can pass, bro.
That's right.
Offensive center, 50%, meaning 50% of rookie starters play at a winning level at that position. It's not a good gamble, by the way. I don't like 50-50 odds if my job's on the line. And wide receivers, 49%.
Okay, so the easiest position to translate?
Running back.
Is running back. Second easiest? Did he say center?
Yeah, I've always believed that,
which
too.
Which I would think would be, because there's a lot of, you got to know a lot.
But you can hide them.
Well, I guess you're protected on your right. That's
like
true.
You got guys there.
Yeah.
So I've always
you're never
that.
Alone. It's right. A center's never really alone.
No, and you look at Patriots, like over the years when they went from Ryan Wendell to Dan, like they had young centers that were either late round picks, undrafted, boom. You put them in there, they play, they're fine.
Yeah, so you're never on an island. You're never really responsible. If you are up against a really good defensive tackle, they'll give
help
you help.
Yeah.
They'll slide the protection to one side or the other to make sure you're never alone. Yeah, it's rare they're ever alone.
Right.
And, if they are, it's probably a quick throw.
And right, by the way, I do think 50-50, I know, like, you don't want to say my career is on a coin flip.
Yeah.
But it's a decent percentage. It's an inexact science, as they tell you. A lot of guys bust out.
And you shouldn't be surprised that, you know, a running back, I mean, obviously, I think he mentions, hey, listen, as long as you can pass protect, right, especially in the fourth quarter when they're blitzing, if you can't pass protect, you're a liability. But literally, give them the ball. It's like the easiest position to coach as well. Like, you gotta coach them up with, you know, blitz pickup. But otherwise, the more you coach them, I feel like the more you take away their natural ability to be a running back. You don't want your backs thinking too much. You want to, hey, this play, stretch play, okay? So force it until they take it away. That's it. Force it, cut back. This play, you can only go run downhill. Don't go backwards, right? I mean, I feel like it's the easiest position to coach. And let's do this. Let's give away these last set of tickets before we get to the next soundbite.
What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday.
Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
All right, be caller 9 right now on the contest line at 617-931-0937. You'll score a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox take on the Giants this Thursday. Again, 617-931-0937, contest line for the Red Sox game on Thursday. You got to be caller 9. All right, so that's the easiest position to translate. What do you think the worst ones are, the toughest ones are? The obvious. There's the obvious. Quarterback.
Can't win with a quarterback. I don't think there's a lot of blue and red rookie quarterbacks.
Okay. Any other position you think may be difficult?
Anyone? Left tackle.
Okay. That's a good one. Good pick.
Yep.
Anything else? Any other position?
Safety.
Safety? Maybe.
Kicker.
Rookie kickers.
Rookie kickers. Oh, God. How easy it is. Just kick the ball. It's the same mechanics that you did when you were
Different ball, different uprights,
thing.
Different holder.
Oh, God.
Everything's different.
Hash, I would
different
never pressures. Don't even mention. They shouldn't be out of the game. Don't get
everything's
me started
different
on special teams. All right. So, again, remember, this is very tinny because I recorded it off my phone and I put it up to the mic and Billy said, don't do it. I did it anyways. Here's Bill Polian on the worst positions to transfer.
You're the worst. Who's ready on day one? None of them. Only 29% of rookie quarterbacks produce blue or red. Only 32% of offensive tackles. And only 38% of tight ends. Why? Because those positions are complex, difficult, and rookies just have a very hard time measuring up.
So what does that tell you when a couple of things? Let's see. So you drafted two wide receivers. You have some free agents also, but you drafted two wide receivers. They have the greatest ability for their ability to translate. You drafted an offensive tackle with the third and a third round pick. Cornerback are Marcellus Dial and Joe Milton and obviously Drake May.
Mm-hmm. The biggest concern for me on that list, so they're telling me it's really hard to play tackle, and the Patriots are selling me on the fact that a right tackle is going to play left tackle. So now I got to think, what did he have? The percentages were like 30% succeed, and those are probably mostly guys that played left tackle in college. What are the percentages of guys we said, nah, he's a right tackle, I want to move him over? Not good. It's got to be like 10%, if that.
Well, so even that, if you play tackle in college, there's a good chance they're going to try and move you inside in the NFL.
Well, yes, that happens a lot. There's a lot of Joe Tooney is the perfect example. Was a really good left tackle at NC State, and now he's a really good guard. Like, sort of that happens a lot because you can't compete athletically.
Was it Isaiah Wynn, right, who played guard at Georgia?
And then tackle.
And then they tried to make him.
No, he was a tackle at Georgia, but he was a
short-arm
tackle.
He played every position. He literally played. I think the only position he didn't play was center.
He's one of those guys that everybody said should have been a guard starting in the NFL, and he started him.
Right. He had, like, my kind of arms.
Yeah. All right, so wide receiver is probably the easiest position. It's amazing why Bill struggled so often to find a guy that could, you know, he would draft and contribute right away if that's the easiest position out of college.
But is it easy everywhere? That's where I would question some of these blues and reds and sort of generalizations. Like Chad Ochocinco in Cincinnati, when they were just running the numbers-based system, run a 9, run a 7. Whereas you're a rookie and you end up with Tom Brady, and, well, where was the corner's leverage and the safety, which has blah, 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 blah. Because I remember Jacoby Brissett talking about the anxiety of knowing if I screw up once, he ain't coming back. Tom Brady ain't coming back if I screw up once. So I don't know if that
Jacoby
always.
Jacoby Brissett, you mean Jacoby?
I mean Jacoby Myers.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't, and that's a smart guy, right? Like that was a quarterback, smart, ended up having a great career, and he's freaking out. Some of the other guys who are probably not as smart probably don't have as high a football IQ. So I don't know if that totally translates from offense to offense
no,
at all.
I
wide
would
receivers.
Say you're right on that because the number system, it just for you know. Just for the purpose of this conversation, it would just be, you know, 313, 313.
Right.
Right. The outside guys have any odd number is an outbreaking route. Right. And then any even number would be an inbreaking route. The lower the number, the shorter the route, the higher the number, the deeper the route. Right. 7's a corner, 9's a go, 8's a post, 4 is an in, 5 is an out, 3 is just an out, but it's shorter. A 1 is a flat route, whatever. And 2 could be a crossing route or it could be a sit route. It's really simple. As long as you knew what number you were,
right?
You knew at least you knew what to run, and then you would have to adjust and kind of dress it up depending on who the quarterback was and what they wanted. But it's at least it's easy. All right, so again, Bill Polian earlier this morning with Solomon Wilcox on the opening drive. Here's Bill Polian in his tinny voice. It's just explaining why wide receiver is an easier position.
Wide receivers have the best odds for all the reasons you stated. 7-on-7, high-level coaching, it's easier to coach them than most any other position because you can look at film. If you're coaching at a junior high school level, you can go on YouTube and get all the film you want and look at Marvin Harrison running routes and Reggie Rain running routes and whatever great receiver you want to name. Steve Largent, et cetera, and you can teach right off that film. Whereas offensive line technique, hand placement, foot placement, alignment, et cetera, very difficult. Defensive back play, very difficult to teach unless you know the nuances of the coverage. So you know, it stands to reason.
So so why wasn't N'Keal Harry any good?
Because he wasn't any good.
Is it just like he was just like, it's almost like a damaged good upon arrival. It was like he was never really good to begin with. Because I would say he's right. You mentioned yesterday the league is headed towards, you know, 7-on-7.
Yep.
Non-contact. Can't touch him at all. So 7-on-7 in the Olympics, 7-on-7 becoming a bigger sport. That's, you should be easily able to translate into a NFL football team.
Yeah, No, this
it
is,
should be easy. You run an in route. Okay, you catch the ball.
And all of the rules are sort of non-contact. There's a little more freedom of route running and all that. And this is why I think, Bill, a couple years ago when it was the whole streamlining of the offense, I think they wanted to become more immediate wide receiver friendly. Like, we're going to be a little easier.
When Brady left?
Yes, after
and
Brady
then Patricia
left.
Patricia showed up?
Patricia showed up. But in the midst of that, Bill said, we're streamlining the offense.
Yeah.
Patricia said, Bill has a vision of what this offense is going to be. And I think a lot of that was to allow rookie receivers to not have the anxieties of all the complexities of the old school Brady Patriots system. We're going to be a little more modern. The stuff you did in your college, the stuff you did on your 7-on-7 team, we're hoping we can get that into our offense and translate it quicker. Now, the wheels fell off for a lot of reasons in a lot of different directions, but I think that was part of that. But it's still about talent. You still have to have ability. And N'Keal Harry, I think he had heavy feet. He wasn't that quick. He couldn't really get open. And he's one of those guys. Oh, he wins contested catches. Well, sometimes the guy that wins contested catches at the college level just flat out can't win contested catches at the NFL level because the guy contesting with him is better. That corner is he only faced that corner once in college. Every week there's a corner as good as the guy he faced once in college.
So Bill talked about it. You heard Bill Polian talk about it. So Blue basically can win on his own.
Yeah.
Brady, Manning, Mahomes.
Drake May.
Hold on. Give me another Blue.
Mahomes.
No, I said Mahomes.
Oh.
Mahomes, Manning.
Burrow.
Burrow, absolutely.
Allen.
Absolutely blue.
Drake May.
Okay.
This is my point. Like, would Drake May be a blue coming in?
Now, red, he's a red right now. I would say maybe not even a red. Needs help surrounded him.
Ooh.
Wide receivers, run game, defense. My buddy sent me this. He says, Kirk Cousins, Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I would say, would you say 80%? Of the quarterbacks in the NFL need help?
Yes.
There's a group of six. Yeah, or like those guys. Okay, C.J. Stroud, maybe being that guy. Kyler Murray wants to be that guy, but it doesn't end up as well.
No. Deshaun Watson used to be up there.
Brock Purdy is...
He's red. Because we don't know if he can... Usually the way it works is you're red... And then because of the finances and the way teams are built, your contract makes you prove if you can be a blue, right? Because we're taking away Tyreek Hill, and you're not getting him back. How are you going to – hey, Tom Brady,
like two is
we're
red.
Taking away
like
your
two
guys.
Is red. So, two is
absolutely.
Red.
Absolutely.
So, like, when I think of, like – when I have my own system, is a guy – I would say, listen, he's a good pro. Like, I look at the Patriots' offensive weapons. I look at Hunter Henry. Like, he's a good pro. Like, he's solid. You can
he's a
rely
red.
On him. He's a red. You can rely on him. He's consistent. You know what his ceiling is. He can make tough catches. But listen, he's not, you know, Travis Kelce, you know, who would be a blue.
Yes.
Easily.
So this is win because of, win with. Win because of blue, win with red. And then you go further down.
What you don't want to be.
Can't win with.
You don't want to be yellow. Like, listen, the dude just can't play.
He yellowed down his leg.
And I would sit there and say, okay, then what was N'Keal Harry? Because
I'd say he's yellow.
I do.
He's out of football, right? He's had multiple chances.
Which is just amazing to me that in the end.
Is he not on the Vikings anymore?
I don't think so. I think he's toast. I don't think there's room for NFL for N'Keal Harry anymore.
I don't think so either. To be honest with you,
yellow.
He's like an extension of the offensive line. Like, I remember when they were playing him, I was like, they had to create plays, you know, slip screens, you know, all that stuff, reverses.
Apparently he's on the Bears.
Ooh, Caleb Williams.
Is he still?
Is he?
This article from 23 hours ago says he's getting more comfortable in the offense.
Jesus, you should be.
Wow.
Except now there's six new wide receivers.
Yeah, you got no shot. They actually have a talented wide receiver depth chart. You got
no shot.
Here's
the thing, though. He's a first-round pick, so no matter what he does, since he's labeled with a first-round pick, somebody determined, there's like probably four or five other teams, and the longer he gets into his career, the less teams – you know, are willing to take a chance on him. But at some point in time, he was a really good prospect.
Yeah.
Somebody screwed up, and there will always be some guy that says, I could fix him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You put him in my system, my wide receivers coach, and my quarterback. You know what? He could be a solid third down type of guy, you know, a role player. Put him on special teams now that special teams rules have changed. You never know.
508 says they're all red. No QB wins with nothing except Brady in 19. I guess nothing is strong. Yes, if you put Patrick Mahomes out there with all yellows and just a blue Patrick Mahomes, is he still blue? No, he probably turns into a red. But you get the point.
You know what you've been today?
Awful. Yellow.
You've been a solid red.
I think
solid
I've been
red.
I've carried you. Because you've been all over the map. You've struggled today.
It's in your fault.
It's
actually your fault.
Your name is on the show. It's my responsibility.
And I went to Ken. I said, hey, can you please talk to Andy and tell him to calm down? I feel sorry for Gresh now. I know what he deals with on a daily basis.
What do you mean?
You're like me times 10. You're more hyper than me. I never thought I'd see somebody who's more hyper than me.
You should have seen me on draft night. Two C4s in on draft night.
Oh, really?
Rich Keefe had his hands full.
Oh, jeez. And he's chill. Like, he never goes crazy.
No, he was chill, but that was 6 hours that he probably was like, thank God that's over.
Okay, you've been excellent today. All right, let's do Are You Done next, and we'll get the hell out of here.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI. Now, it's time for...
Are you done? Are you done?
Are you done?
Are you done? You done, right? You done, right? Are you done? Are you done?
On Gresh and Fourier.
You think he knows we're on, Andy?
I don't think he has any idea. And you're lucky his mic wasn't on.
Oh. What? Why is he still walking around?
He had no idea.
You know what? I was doing the read during the break, and I turned my volume down, so I was just sitting there having a grand old conversation, cursing like a drunken sailor.
He was like Belichick during a production meeting.
Oh, man. Belichick's
up and walking around when they're in the rejoin. He's never done that. You're right, Andy. Something's off today.
Something's off today.
What are you talking about? I feel great today. I feel great today.
Okay.
Why do you mean? So why does something have to be off with me? Why can't it be off with you?
Because I'm never off. Except today, maybe.
Anyways. Yellow. All right. Are you done? Are you done? Billy.
Hello.
Are you done?
No, I'm not.
Yes.
I wish we would have came back with, our George Jones song.
Why? To depress everybody?
I just feel
the
like.
The last time we did that, you're like, oh, we shouldn't have done this.
Because it's depressing.
It is so depressing.
But it's like, good.
Yeah, but that's good.
I know.
That's a human emotion. It's natural. Right. Feel it. Embrace it.
Yep.
I am listening to that song when I get in my car.
Go for
Which
it.
Which one?
The George Jones, like, the guy, like, finally, it's like his buddy's talking about him. He's like, well, he said he'd love her till he died.
All right, well, make sure if you listen to Conway Twitty, and that's my job, just make sure your sunglasses are
awesome.
On.
No, I won't do it.
You're going to be in tears.
Especially if you have, like, a son, and you're kind of going through the phases of that song, and then you see on the horizon, I'm dead.
Right. Correct.
You know what's even worse, though, with father and sons is, like, you know, with girls, if you have a daughter. Like, I've been hearing a lot of those lately because, like, all my girls are getting older. They're all leaving the house, and I'm getting so sad that
me
they're
too.
All leaving.
It's like I'm really nuts. So my daughter's a freshman. She'll be, like, we only have two kids, so we'll be an empty nester in 3.5 years. I'm going to ball my eyes out.
That's what
I
think.
I don't know. Well, I mean, I'll be happy, I think, if we're not on some level.
I still have a sixth grader, so I guess I got some time.
You
but
got
still,
plenty of time.
The older ones are all leaving. It's making me sad. All right, Billy,
all
are
right,
you done?
All right, sorry to bring everybody down.
That was my fault.
Okay, so there's a website, ultimateclassicrock.com, and they released a list of the 40 longest active touring acts.
Oh, active touring.
Actively
okay.
touring. So the streaks include they have to have done at least one show per year to be on this list.
And it doesn't matter. It could be, you know, some random club, whatever,
exactly.
friends and family only,
yep,
but
exactly.
that counts.
Exactly. So classic rock. Who do you think holds the streak for the longest active touring?
Okay, classic rock. Now,
Rolling Stones.
No.
Not them.
No, not them. Okay.
No, because you got to figure, like, they took time off.
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel is on this list at 40 years.
He's been touring for, and that's...
nonstop, at least one show for 40 years.
And that's not the top, being 40 years.
Nope. Do you want to know the top? 63 years.
Damn.
They've been touring since 1961 till 2024.
The Beach Boys.
Boom.
The Beach Boys.
Are they all alive?
Yeah.
It's all renditions because Lynyrd Skynyrd's on this list, and they've had
You know why? I actually went with my parents... to see the Beach Boys.
Nice.
I saw the Beach Boys.
Good story, Christian.
No,
go on.
That was awesome. I know, it was terrible.
Where's the rest?
I don't know why.
Did they play Surfing USA?
Yeah. They play the same. Of course, they play the same songs, but it's easy for them. They don't move around.
Nope.
Some of them sit down the entire time.
What's wrong with
and
that?
And it's not like their songs are exhausting.
Like,
their songs aren't like, they're not belting out. Like,
what about Kokomo?
Like, I'm looking at a list here. No, but and that's right. They're just very mellow kind of groups.
Everything's chill.
No big elaborate stage. So Beach Boys at 63 years. Next up is 57 years.
Fish.
Okay. They've been touring from 67 till today.
Okay, now remember the 67.
Started in 67.
So Fish is not an option. It's not an option.
Fish is not on this list. So they must have stopped
at
one point.
So it's 1967.
Yep.
How about...
one show a year for 57 years.
I was going to say the KC and the Sunshine Band, but that's too old. They're not that old.
ZZ Top.
No.
Nope.
Give it to me.
The Speedwagon.
Ario
Speedwagon has been touring.
They're that old?
For 57 years.
Wow.
That's right, now we're at number three.
Chicago, 57.
Okay, that's
years.
A good one, too. The other one, you know what? Did we mention Aerosmith? Did you mention Aerosmith?
Aerosmith, no, because they stopped.
Oh, that's
right.
That's
the thing is you got to understand.
But how do you know if they stopped, if they did like a one-off somewhere?
No, the band's not getting together. They're not getting along. Like, nobody
right.
wants
Steven
to tour.
Tyler fell 100 times.
Yeah, he's been. How many times have you been
his
in rehab?
Voice is gone.
Because like
his
people like
gone.
Mr. Kraft, they have like Elton John do their party. That might
Elton
be his only.
John, 56 years.
Oh, look at me. Stumbling into answers.
I was going to say Bon Jovi would be another one.
Bon Jovi not up there.
That's like
but
the 80s.
Not, did we not, but not Van Halen. Van Halen, right?
Because nope, there's time off in between.
Yeah,
so
but
they went
from
Beach Boys at 63,
okay.
Speedwagon at 57.
Paul McCartney.
No. Well, he'd have to be
because he's like
Beatles.
With the Beatles.
Chicago. I said Chicago.
Chicago's 57 years.
Okay.
Santana is 50.
I was
going
to
say
that would
have been easy.
Rob Thomas and Santana.
All he does
them.
Is play the guitar. Foxborough.
Jackson Brown, Blue Oyster Cult, Van Morrison are all at 57 years.
Blue Oyster Cult.
It what is that? Elton John was at 56 years.
I nailed the hell out of that one.
You
War?
Lucked into that one.
The band War.
War?
Good God.
Okay.
No.
Oh, Cool in the Gang. Not Casey
oh,
the
there
Sunshine
you go.
Man, but Cool in the Gang's on a 55-year streak.
That's another one. I was going to say the Commodores,
some,
but no.
Ones,
what
yeah.
is it? Lionel Richie left the Commodores
so
and went
Springsteen,
solo.
Springsteen's on 40 straight
why?
Years.
You would think he would be higher.
It's only been 40 years.
I mean.
84 to 24.
Right.
40 years of having
is a
at
long
least.
Time.
I know it is.
Earth,
right.
Wind, and Fire is on the list.
Paul Earth, Perillo's favorite.
33 years.
So at
they
least
play September 17 times, call it a day.
And they were
okay,
always
Paul
at
McCartney,
Patriots.
Paul McCartney
Super Bowls.
Is on this list.
Oh, I nailed it.
Okay, but he's like 25 years.
Bingo. From 99 yeah. to 24.
Because he would be as a solo 99? As a solo act.
No, but as a solo act.
Yeah, he's
so him as a solo
why
act.
Why doesn't he get credit for Beatles
no,
and previous
no,
stuff?
All that Wings stuff.
New group.
He did Wings. They
yeah.
took time off. He did this.
Wings.
This is that's you gotta understand. It's straight years.
Yes.
Years that he performed at least once a year.
I think this is a shaky list at best.
All right,
best.
Then you. What do you? What, Andy, are you done?
I am.
All right then.
Wait, hold on, real. So speaking of Elton John, real quickly before we get out of here, were you around? I think you were when Elton John sang at Gillette for
yes.
Myra and
yeah.
you know and like.
I
Trump
still
was
got
there.
My long sleeve T-shirt.
Really? Okay.
Yeah,
that was an issue. That was kind of cool, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, that's
like
what
Trump
level you're in.
Another Chris Farley story.
I know. They go nowhere.
Chris Farley.
They go absolutely nowhere.
I went to the Beach Boys.
Great Grammy
it
Hart
was awesome.
Had better stories.
Remember when Elton John did that show?
That was awesome.
I went to the Beach Boys with my parents.
Oh, man.
And
I know.
Do tell.
I know. Listen, I ran out of steam. What do you want me to know?
Yeah, like, you attenuated.
You made me think of, like, you know, my maybe parents and my kids.
A little
bit. You know, you make me cry when I drive home. It's like the traffic isn't going to be a big thing. I want us all to listen to George Jones and see who
and
has
cry.
And who cries first. You got to be honest.
Right. Put on That's My Job, yep. And then take a picture of yourself the second you start crying.
What about Don't Take the Girl? Does anybody like that? That's another one that makes me cry.
That's a good one,
who's
too.
That's Tim McGraw.
Gotcha.
It's a similar, like, evolution story of, like, life and death.
All I know is that Tim McGraw lived like you were dying, super depressing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But, it's at every funeral and sometimes, like, every, like, wedding. I don't know. Or, like, father-daughter dance. Hey, listen, if I can give you one message, live like you were dying.
Because I am. I got cancer, and I ain't going to make it through the week.
All right, so listen, I don't know if you'll be back tomorrow. I have no idea.
Nor do
I. What is going on with Andy Gresh.
Does any of us really know if we'll be back tomorrow?
It's true, too. That's true, too.
You can't make any promises.
Deep Thoughts by Andy Hart.
Boys,
thank you. Little Andy.
We'll see
you
rap.
Hey, listen, we're talking to you tomorrow no matter what.
Oh, son of a.
There you go. We'll see you tomorrow. But all right, everybody, Jones and Mega are next. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.